We are beginning tonight's shir in Siman Yud Aleph. We're up to Sif Yud Beis, which is the top line on page 44. So the Mechaber says in Sif Yud Beis, we actually started this last night. We'll start it again. Minyan chutei hatzitzios b'chol konof arba'a kfulim shem shmona. The number of strings of tzitzis that you should have in each corner is four strings folded over into eight. V'im hosif pasul. If you add on more than that, it is pasul, as we'll see because of batosif. And then the Mechaber says, Yachtoch Roshei HaChutin HaArba, you should first cut the string into four, V'yitchafeim Bakonof V'yichbaleim, and then you should stick it into the corner and then fold it over, double it over, V'az Yiyu Shmona, and then it will be eight. So the Mishnah Berurah says, as we mentioned yesterday, in Sefkot Nunches, Da'arminam B'Gemora Gedil Shnayim, Gedilim Arba'a, Pirish. If the Torah would have written Gedil, have a mashmer shayim, it would have been mashmer two. The ain Gedil pachos mishtayim, because there is no Gedil less than two strings. Hashad iksiv Gedilim, now that it says Gedilim, belashon rabbin, arba mashma, it's mashma four strings. Ubizman shayat tcheles hayu osin shnayim mi tcheles or shnayim mi lavan. In the time when there was tcheles, there were two blue strings and two white strings. Vehoidna have a lavan bimkom tcheles. And nowadays that we don't have tcheles, we have the white strings in place of the blue strings. Va'osen arba arukim mishalovan. We make four long strings that are white. Shem shmones if katan nuntes. Acha shiach nisem babegid v'yichbolim. After you stick it through the garment and you fold it over, you get eight. Midiksiv pesil. So it has to be k'aim pesil, like a wick. Shu kafel, a wick is always doubled, and therefore it has to be doubled over strings, which is four, that turns into eight. Here's a new Mishnah Berurah that we didn't see last night. Sifkatan Samach. We said if you add on more than that amount of strings, more than four doubled over into eight, it is pasul. Mishum de ka'avar bebaltosif. Because then you're over on baltosif. But it's not so pasul that it's baltosif for adding more strings, as the Mishnah Berurah says now. Vahagra bebe'urav hiskim lahalacha. And the Gra explains, he's masking l'shitas ha'itter ha'muva b'Beis Yosef. He agrees with the shita of the itter, which is born in the Beis Yosef. Shesover de'ein bazem mishum baltosef. That adding strings is not a problem about Tosef. V'chi paslinam b'gemara bazem. When does the gemara say it's pasuk is about Tosef? Davka b'shehosef min acher la'achutim. It's davka if you add another type of string amongst the strings. In the brackets, kigon chutei cannabis otzemer gefen, another material, cannabis or cotton. Aval ba'oso amin machshirina nafilu lechatchila lahosef kama sherotze. But if it's the same type of string, if you have wool strings and you want to add more wool strings, as many as you want to add, it will be okay, and it will not be valtosef. That is the shita of the itter, which the Gra brings down. V'ayin ba'artos achayim shehevi od kama gedolei harishonim. Look in the artos chayim that he brings down from many gedolei harishonim, shesovrim kain, that they also agree with that shita. V'lochein masik, and therefore the artos achayim comes out with maskana, the im aso'om kvar. If you already made the tzitzis, v'yefshar lasaknam, and you can't fix it up now, yochol leilich b'hem, you can wear those tzitzis with the extra strings. Aval miyad sheyuchol lasaknam, tzarech lasaknam. But whenever you get a chance, and you're able to fix it, you should fix it. So again, even though the Gra says it is okay, there are shitas like the Mechaber that say it's not okay. Therefore, the Artzus HaChaim says you really shouldn't have the extra strings, but if you have them, it is okay. And the first available time to fix it up and to not have the extra strings, you should get rid of the extra strings. Again, only if it's the same material. If it's a different material, then everyone agrees that would be a problem about Tosef. What about if you have less strings? To that, the Mishnah Berurah says, Ubigroa me'achutim, ubigorea me'achutim, if you take less strings, there, everyone agrees it's pasul. Like the Beis Yosef brings down, you need a minimum of four strings that's folded into eight. And then we said that if you have one long string, you should cut it into four strings before you put it into your garment. And here we find a very interesting Mishnah Berurah with a more interesting note on it. Sifkatan Samach Aleph, he says, Ratzalomar, Lechatchila Yachto Kodem Sheyitchavim Bakonov. Lechatchila, you should cut the string into four before you stick it into the garment. V'yesh lechotchon b'shina v'lo b'sakin. You should cut the long string into the four strings with your teeth and not with a knife. Now that's very interesting. And here there's a very interesting note. Very interesting. Look at note 71. I meant to call my cousin who's a dentist. Mishnah, remember to call him later. But look at note 71. It's wild. Ubetam adover, the reason why you shouldn't use a knife. Kosav amalsas ha-shekel shu mishum ha-kosav lo sonif aleyem barzel. There's a pasuk in Devarim towards the end of Devarim where it says you should not place metal. It's talking about on a mizbeach avonim. But I guess the Achronim understanding from there that you shouldn't put metal when it's involving in a mitzvah, just like you shouldn't put it on the mizbeach. You shouldn't touch your tzitzis either. V'alkein yachtoch es achutin b'shinov, and therefore you shouldn't cut it with metal. Rather, you should cut it with your teeth. And he gives the reason why the teeth. Lefi sheyesh l'adam lamid beis shinayim k'minyan achutim shebetzitzis. Because a person has 32 teeth, and that's the same amount of strings on the tzitzis. There's 8 on each corner. 8 times 4 is 32. So it's appropriate to bite the tzitzis when you need to cut them, so you have your 32 teeth connected to 32 strings. But that's not the interesting part. Here we go. Umitam zeh. And for that reason, Kosov HaKaf HaChayim, the Kaf HaChayim writes, Shigat. Now, again, here we're talking in the Mechaber, the initial very long string that you're cutting into four strings, to make the initial four strings. So because of this, the Kaf HaChayim extends it, Shigam Kishirotze Lakatzer Es Atzitzios. So too, if you buy a pair of tzitzis and the strings are very long and you want to cut them shorter, also, Lo Yachtochem Besakin El Bishinov. You shouldn't cut it with a knife, you should also use your teeth. The host of, and here he adds on, Shebishah Shemivarech Lehisatef Batzitzis. When you make the bracha on the talus, which is the bracha of Lehisatef Batzitzis, Yechavein Berashe Hatevos, you should have kavana for the first letter of each word, of those words, Lehisatef Batzitzis, which are Lamed Beis. So what should you have in mind? Keneged Lamed Beis Nesivos HaChachma. Keneged the 32 paths of wisdom, Shezus Segula Shelo Yichavu Lo Shinov. It's a skula to be thinking of the 32 paths of wisdom when you're making the bracha of Lis'atei Batzitzis, which has Rosh Hashanah Lamed Beis, and that's a skula that your 32 teeth shouldn't hurt. Amazing. Really? Even Alex likes it. The 32 teeth will be protected by the kavana that you have for the 32 paths of wisdom as you're putting on your talus with the bracha of Lis'atei Batzitzis, Rosh Hashanah Lamed Beis. Amazing. Meidach, on the other hand, again, that was the Kaf HaChayim's extension of the Mechaber, that the Mechaber is talking about, again, cutting the initial string into four, use your teeth, and the Kaf HaChayim extended that if you're cutting the string shorter, even after you have four, you should also use your teeth. However, that's not so pashut. The Meidach HaBeis Baruch Kosa Sherak Shemashlim Bekach Es HaMitzvah Tzorach Lachtoch B'Shinav. He says, no, the only Hakpada, to cut the strings of your teeth, is when you're making it into the mitzvah, when you're cutting the initial string into four. If you're making them shorter, or you're switching up the strings, then he says you can cut it with a knife. So he holds that our tzitzis, if you decide they're too long and you want to cut it with a knife, you could use a knife. Only the initial creation of the strings should be used with your teeth and not with a knife. That's a very interesting halacha. And now we will go weiter in Sif Yud Gimel, back in the Mechaber, the third line. Yizohir lachtoch roshei hachutin la'asosom shmone kodem sheyichroch. So here we have a halacha that sounds like it's against what we just said. Here the Mechaber says you have to be careful to cut the strings to make them eight before you wrap them around. Shem karach afilu chulya echad, because if you wrapped around even one segment, right, one section of the wrappings, Pirish achelik me'atzitzis shebein kesher l'kesher. That's the space between the knots where you have the wrappings. If you already wrap one set of wrappings, we'll see details of that later. The kosher afilu kesher echa. You made one knot. The achaka chatochon, and then you cut it. Pasul mishum tasev lo menasui sherei bepisul asom. So he says that when you're cutting the string from the long string into four, which is going to be folded into eight, you should do it after it's in the garment before you start doing the wrappings and making the knots. But the chavrut, it's against what we just said in the last sif. The last sif we said that before you even put it into the garment, you should cut it into four strings. So here the Mishabura right away says, in Sifkotan Samach Beis, Ratzalomar, Shim Ovar Velo Chatochom Kodem Atchiva. If you did the wrong thing and you didn't follow Sif Yud Beis and you didn't cut the long string into four before you put it into the garment, Al Koponim Yizoyer Ata Kodem Akricha V'ayintaz. But at least you should do it before you start making the wrapping of the tzitzis. So ideally, you should cut it into four strings before you put it into the garment. But if you already folded it over into four, and you stuck it into the garment that it folds over to eight, but it's still really one string, make sure, says the Mechaber, to cut it before you start doing the wrappings. And the reason the Mechaber said, I didn't explain this yet, because if you start doing the first wrapping around and the knot after it, as we'll see in the Mishnah, that's already Yotze Doraisa, and then you have a problem if you cut it afterwards, a Tasev Lomen Asui. You made the tzitzis when it wasn't good because they weren't four strings. It was only one string. Now that you're making it to four strings later, it's not going to be good because you have to make the tzitzis when you have four strings, and you didn't have four strings till after you made the tzitzis. When you already made the wrappings and the knot, that's already not going to be good. That's a chisar of tasavim and asui. Says the Mishnah Berurah right there. Sefkotan samach gimel. We said, make sure you cut it before you do the chulya echad, the one set of the wrappings. Afilu shel shalosh krichos. Even if you only did three twists around, and we'll get to the number of twists tomorrow, but even if you just did three twists around, you want to avoid that. Sefkotan samach dalad v'kosher. Ratzalomra means to say, im osa chulya. If you did one set of the wrappings, the twisting around, v'gam kosher achar hachulya, and then you made a knot after the wrappings, afilu ra kesher echad, even only one knot, yotze yidei chavaso midaraisa. You already yotze your mitzvah of tzitzis daraisa. Afilu lo osa klal hakesher asomach lakonaf. Even if you don't make the initial knot, if you look at your tzitzis, the beginning of the making of the gedil, you first make a double knot. Then you wrap around, and then you make a knot afterwards, right? So but he's pointing out that daraisa, even if you didn't make the first knot, you just started with the wrapping, and you made a knot afterwards, yotze daraisa, even if you skip the initial knot that you usually make closer to the garment. The imkein, and if so, that you already did the first wrapping and the knot afterwards, have tasev lo menasui. Avol, im lo osa hakesher sha'achar hachulya, if you did not yet make the knot after the wrappings, even if you did make the initial knot by closest to the garment, lo nigmar adayin asiyas atzitzis, you have not yet completed the making of the tzitzis. The below hakesher, because without the knot, hachulya eino miskayim klal, the wrappings won't last; they won't stay put if you don't make a knot afterwards. The ein kan gedil. So it doesn't matter if you made the knot before. If you started the wrappings and made the knot afterwards, that's already your yotze daraisa. But if you made the knot before and then did the wrappings, that's nothing because you didn't make the knot afterwards and the wrappings don't stay. And therefore, if you only made the initial knot and did the wrappings, then you could still cut it there because you didn't do the knot after the wrappings. V'yesh machmirim, and there are those who are machmir, that even if you just made the initial knot, that you already can't cut it, that's already going to be a problem of hasav of an asui. And the Mishnah Berurah says, u'lachatchila nochon lochosh l'divreim, l'chatchila, you should be concerned for their words, and therefore you should cut it before you even make the first knot closest to the garment. Vida, and you should know, demashe kosav kesher echad, that which we say over here about making one knot, rotzalomra means to say, mehachamisha ksharim shirigilim lasos. It means one out of the five knots that we normally make. Aval hu haya shtei pa'amim ze agav ze. The one knot is referring to a double knot, because all five knots, as we'll see shortly, are all double knots. So it says, even if you made only one knot, it means one of the five double knots that we have. Because without the double knot, it's not lasting, and therefore it's not a knot. So any knot that we're referring to is always a double knot. I want to just point out a couple of interesting notes on this Mishnah Berurah. Number one is note 74, where the Mishnah Berurah said that the oraisa yotze with one set of wrappings and a knot afterwards, a yotze the oraisa. So why did the Rabbanan decide to make more wrappings? Why do we have the whole design? So in note 74, just the first three lines, he writes, "Ubetam adover shetiknu chachomim lasos esharak sharim." The reason why Chazal instituted that you should make the other knots, "Koso b'tshuvos ha'gaonim ha'chadoshos, shu kidei lahadik ulochazik es ha'kesher harishon shelo yisrofef." It's only simply there to reinforce the first knot. Really, the ikar is the first knot with the wrappings and the first knot, and the rest is only there to keep it strong. But really, you don't need it at all, daraisa. The Rabbanan only did it to keep the first knot stronger and in place. Now, before we see the next one, I want to just summarize what we saw in the Mishnah Berurah so we could properly understand the note. The Mishnah Berurah just said, based on the Mechaber said that if you didn't cut the strings before you put it into the garment, after you put it into the garment, before you do anything, you should cut it before you wrap it around and you make the knot. So the Mishnah Berurah pointed out that you're not yotze daraisa until you wrap it around and then you make the knot. That's when you're yotze daraisa. But if you only made the initial knot before the wrappings and then you wrapped it and didn't make the knot after the wrappings, that's nothing, according to the first shita, because the wrappings aren't going to stay and therefore it's nothing. And therefore it would be okay still to cut the strings at that point. But then he brought, there are those who are machmir and say, no, once you make the initial knot closest to the beged, you're done. Yotze, you're ready, and you can't do any further. So in note 76, he writes, Ubeshar Tzion Tzayin Shayesh Machmim Hu Ha'ulos Tamid. Shar Tzion, you can look it up, brings down that this Yesh Machmir that the Mishnah Berurah is quoting is the Shita of the Olas Tamid. Shemefarish as Kavanas Divrei HaShulchan Aruch. He explains the words of the Shulchan Aruch, where the Shulchan Aruch says, Shem Karach Afilu Chulya Echad Vikasha Afilu Kesher Echad. Those words that the Mishnah Berurah understood at first as you need both. He understands that the Hainu O Karach Esachulya, that either you did the wrappings, O Kosher Kesher Shakayama, or you made a knot. Shnei Sharim Zel Zel, double knot. That either way, it's now going to be a problem of Tasav Lomana Asui. Vahosef Levar Sham, and he goes on to explain over there, Shem Kosher Esachesher Harisho Nasamuch L'Knap B'Luchud, if you only made the initial knot that's closest to the garment without any wrappings, even if you didn't do any wrappings at all, shuv ein yochol lachto chasachutim, you can no longer cut it. It's done. Mishum tasav lomar asui. Skip down to the last line of this note. V'achazanish pasak lahachmir kedas ha'olas tamid afilu b'di'evet. The chazanish is very machmir. He passed like the olas tamid that even though the Mishnah Berurah seems to come out that at least the first shita and the second shita he ended off and said that lachatchila you should be lachos l'divrayim. That you should be concerned, l'chathlila, not to cut it after you make the initial knot, but the Chazanish says it's ma'akev, it's not even b'dievet. Once you make the first knot, you're done. You can't cut the strings anymore. Fine, that is halacha yud gimel. Now we're going to begin halacha yud dalad, and we're going to start it tonight, we'll finish it tomorrow night. The Mechaber says as follows, this is the actual making of the tzitzis, how we do it. Yikach arba chutim mitzadzeh v'arba mitzadzeh. You take the, right, remember we had four strings that you put through the hole and it folded over, so you have four and four. So take these four and those four, v'yikshur shnei pa'amim zeh al gav zeh. And you make a knot, you tie them together. A double knot, shnei pa'amim, you make a double knot right there. V'achakach yichro chut ha'aruch seviv ha'shiva. And then you take the long string, as we mentioned earlier, you're supposed to have one that's longer. You take the one string that's sticking out longer than the others, and you wrap it around the other seven strings, a few wrappings. Notice he doesn't say a number. He says, ksas krichos, a few wrappings. And then, v'kosher shnei pa'amim zeh al gav zeh. And then you again make a double knot after those wrappings. V'chozer v'korech, and again you wrap it around again. V'chein yasa, and you keep on doing that. Ad sheyashlim l'chamesh ksharim kefulim, until you have made five double knots. V'arba'a avirim b'neim maleim krichos, and you have four air spaces between the double knots that are filled with wrappings. So if you have five knots, you'll have four wrappings, right? Because the initial knot is the first thing you do is a knot, and a wrapping, a knot, a wrapping, a knot, a wrapping. Lost count, but you end up with a knot, and you start with a knot, so you have four wrappings in between the five knots. And then the Mechaber says, Ein shir la krichos. As we were medayik before, you make some wrappings, there is no measurement to the krichos. Rak sheyu kol ha-karuch v'aksharim rochav arba gudalim v'ha'ona shmona gudalim. The only requirement, says the Mechaber, is that all the wrappings and the knots should be a width of four thumb widths, like we've been discussing, four gudalim, and the anaf, which is the loose strings afterwards, should be eight. This is going lefi the shita that we had earlier, that the size of the tzitzis after the wrapping should be 12 gudalim, right? There's a machlokas, four or 12, when we said the ikar shita is 12. So you have 12, so we want one third to be the gadil, where you have the wrappings and the knots, and the two thirds, which is eight of the 12, should be the loose strings. So that's what the Mechaber says, he's not very particular in the amount of wrappings. All he said was, Ein shir la krichos. We'll see the details of that in the Mishnah Berurah. But there's no measurement to the krichos as long as you have the gadil being four gudalim and the rest being the eight gudalim. So it's one third, two thirds. And then we'll read the Ramah, then we'll go to the Mishnah Berurah. Vim herich hatzitzis, and if the tzitzis are lengthy, yirish shlishiso yia gadil ushne chalokim anof. The Ramah just adds on, if the tzitzis are longer than that, so make sure that you have the gadil being one third and the loose strings being two thirds. So again, it doesn't matter how long the tzitzis are, as we learned earlier, but the Ramah says as long as it will be one third, two thirds, that's how it should be split up. And then we'll stop there because that's officially where we end today. So we'll see the Mishnah Berurah on that, and then hopefully we'll get through it and we'll pick up from there tomorrow. So the Mishnah Berurah says in Sefkaton Samechei, this is going on that which the Mechaber said. Ein shir lakrichos. There is no measurement to the wrappings. Rotzalomer, it means to say, l'minyan hakrichos. There's no measurement, there's no amount of the number of the krichos. Krichos are each individual wraparound that you do. So there's no particular number that you have to wrap it around. We'll see that we're knowing a certain amount. We'll see that tomorrow. But the Mechaber is saying there is no shir to the krichos, l'minyan ha-krichos, to the amount of times you go around. V'gam minyan ha-chulyos v'aksharim ein ma'akev medina. And even the chulyos, again, the krichos are each individual wrap is a kricha. And the chulyos is the space between the double knots where you're doing the krichos. That's the chulya, the airspace. A chulya is the segment between the knots. So the Mishnah Berurah continues and says, also the number of segments that you have between the knots and the number of knots are not ma'akev medina. Make it then, we're not makbid on that, exactly the numbers. Rakula mitzvah min amuvchar. That's just an extra credit. That's a mitzvah min amuvchar to have the exact amount. And what is that? We saw this in a note earlier, that the reason why we have the five knots is to hint to us that we should remember the five Chumshei Torah. And the double knots, which makes the five knots really into ten knots. That's a hint to the ten Sviros of Hashem. K'di'isa l'kamam b'simen chav dalud. So, Bekitzer, we're not particular in the amount of wrappings and the amount of segments and knots. The mitzvah min amuvchor is to have the five knots to remember the chamisha chumshei Torah, double them over to have ten to remember the ten spheres of Hashem, and that's the minhag. But again, we're not makbid on the exact. That's not ma'akev. A person, you know, didn't wrap enough times or wrapped too many times. Sometimes when you're making tzitzis, you haven't made them. It's hard to know exactly where the wrapping ends, and because you have to pull them together afterwards. It's not so pashut, but it's not ma'akev. We'll see the minhag is to get a certain amount, but a person doesn't have to be so worried if he got it off a little bit, because it's only for a mitzvah and a muvchar to get the exact amount of knots, certainly the amount of krichos. Says the Mishnah Ravaiter of Katan Samach Vav, Rak Sheyiyu, this is what the Mechaber said, just that it should be 4 and 8. 4 gudolim, the gedil, and 8 gedilim, the onof. Umadi Isa Besif Yud Gimel, and that which we just learned in the Sif before, Shem Karach Afilu Chulya Echad, we said if you wrap even one wrapping, one segment of wrappings, Avar Eshoresh Adavar. I will explain now why we're makbid to do the cutting before the one segment of wrappings. What was that referring to? Kikiblu Chazal de Ba'inam Betisis Gedil. Chazal understood that we required by Tisis a Gedil, Vahainu Sheyiya Muchroch. That it should be wrapped around, Kemosha Kosa, like the Pasuk says, Gedilim Tasaloch. Vegam Yebo Chutin Nifrodim Kediksiv Tzitzis. So, besides the wrapped section, there's also the Tzitzis section, which is the straight string section. There's two sections. Kemo Betzitzis Roshi. Like we see the hair referred to as Tzitzis Roshi, just like the hair is loose strands, so too the Tzitzis should be loose strands. Ach minatora ein shir la'orech ha-gadil. Daraisa, there is no measurement that the gadil, which is the wrapped part, has to be. Just we see there has to be a section that's wrapped and a section that's not wrapped. But the percentage is not brought down in the Torah. Ela filu im lo karach rak shalosh krichos. But as long as you wrapped even three wrappings, va'asa al-gabein kesher l'mala, and then you made a knot afterwards, Degamzehu alocha Moshe Mitzrayim, because that's also alocha Moshe Mitzrayim to make the knot. Miskayim bazeh shem gadil. You have the mekayim your mitzvah daraisa of gadil. Ubezek far nigmar hamitzvah daraisa. And that's really what the Mishnah Berurah explained in the last halacha, that if you did I guess if you do less than three krichos, it's not really considered a kricha. Three is already a substantial amount, so to give it a shem gadil, it has to be at least three krichos. And alocha Moshe Mitzrayim says you need a knot afterwards. So you have the three wrappings and a knot, you're already yotzi daraisa, because daraisa, again, you need a gedil and you need tzitzis. So you're yotzi a gedil with just that, so you're yotzi daraisa, and that's why it's a problem of making the cut and making it into four strings only after that, because that's a problem of tasa v'lomina asui. V'zehu tam divri ha-shulchan aruch sham. That's the reason for the shulchan aruch in the last sif in sif yud gimel. V'al zeh yesh lismoch bi'erev Shabbos im chashecha, and on this one can rely on Friday as it's getting dark, k'she'en lo p'nai lasos k'tikuno. If a person doesn't have time to make his tzitzis properly, he can rely on that. And a person can go out on Shabbos, it won't be considered carrying, like we learned earlier, that if you're wearing tzitzis, it's not considered carrying, it's part of your garment, but if your tzitzis are puzzle, so then it's a problem of carrying, because it's not really there for any reason, and therefore it will be considered carrying. But if you made the minimum, which is Yotzei Daraisa, the three wrappings, and the knot afterwards, that you're Yotzei enough that if it's right before Shabbos, you don't have a chance to finish it, you could go out with it on Shabbos, you could make a brach on it, you're fine. In the parentheses, the Mishibur writes, V'yoser tov shi'asa oz gama kesher harishon kodem achulya. Ideally, it will be better to make the knots even before the chulya. Again, we said darais, it's okay, the three krichos, and then the knot afterwards. But ideally, you should make the knot before the three krichos, and the knot afterwards. Kemo she'anu nohagin, like we are nohig, kidei lotzeis gam das miktus haposkim, in order to satisfy the shita of some of the poskim that write, she'sovrim dalzeh ha'kesher kivnu chazal shu daraisa. Some say, like we saw in the note before, some poskim hold that's what chazal meant when the knot is daraisa, they meant the initial knot. So to be able to say all the shitas of what the daraisa is, you should make the initial double knot, do three krichos, and make the second double knot. And then for sure, you're yotzei daraisa according to all shitas, and you can go out with it, you can make a bracha on it. That's all on a daraisa level. Aval midirabbanan tzarach laso shlish gedil ushnei shlishim psil. However, midirabbanan, they require that you do 1/3 the gedil and 2/3 the psil. The kevan she'orech achutim hu yud beis gudalon. And since we learned before, the length of the strings at the end of the whole making of the tzitzit should be 12 gudalon. The cannabis of Dalad, Yase Dalad Gudolin Gedil Shema Krichos. You should make 4 Gudolin the Gedil, which is the wrapping section, the wrappings and the knots. The Yashir Ches Gudolin Chutin Nefradim. And you should be left over with 8 Gudolin of loose strings. Shekachu Noya Tzitzis. That makes the Tzitzis more beautiful. That's how it looks nice. The Alkanim also Chulya Achas Bi Erev Shabbos Im Chashecha. Therefore, if you did one Chulya, one segment on Erev Shabbos as it was getting dark, right, and we said that's enough for Erev Shabbos, we said, but Tzorach Lahashim Tekev Achar HaShabbos. You have to fix up the rest of it right after Shabbos. De'ilav Hochi, who over Al-Divrei Chachamim. If that, you will Yotzei Daraisa, be going against the Chacham. The Chacham require more. So right after Shabbos, you should fix it up. V'yesh Nechshon B'zeh, some are stumbling over this. Now, in note 79, they make a nice diuk. He says, do it immediately after Shabbos. Now, immediately after Shabbos is nighttime. So there's a discussion, can you make tzitzis at night? So if you look at note 79, Mikan diktek b'sefer halichos Yisrael, shemuter laso tzitzis balayla. From here, the sefer halichos Yisrael is medayik that you can make tzitzis at night. Kumosha kosav a primigodim. Like the primigodim brings down, but then he says it's not so pashit. Elusha kosav sheish litchos. You could push off this raya. Why? Shekan meduber she'eno oses ikar tzitzis. You're not really making the ikar tzitzis now. Elo rak mashlem es hamitzvah midrabanan. You already had tzitzis the raya of the whole Shabbos. You're just adding on. Now you're satisfying the rabbanan. Maybe only that can be done at night. It's not a raya that you can make tzitzis the initial tzitzis the raya. V'chein kosav baal shal shuva shever alevi. Even those who are machmir not to make tzitzis at night. So we see there are shitas that one should not make tzitzis at night, but even those who are machmir not to make tzitzis at night, im also as a kesher elyon bayom, if you made the initial knot to daraisa during the day, mutter lasos as sharak sharm balayla. Old kosov b'sefer alichos Yisrael sham, shemotzo b'sov sefer mitzvah tefillin, shachavetz chayim nishal, the chavetz chayim was asked, ha'im mutter lahatil tzitzis balayla, are you allowed to put tzitzis in at night? The Heshiv Shemutter, the Chavetz Chaim answered that it's mutter, and the Milchus Yitzchak writes, "Shaprimegadon lo hitter lasaskin lachachila." The Primegadon did not allow lachachila. Ulam b'sefer orchas Rabbeinu Huva b'shem Achazon Ish. Shaprimegadon hitter hadavar af lachachila. V'chein hora agonah shalom zaman arbach. Shemutter lachachila letlosam babegem balayla. So most poskim come out that lemaisa you are allowed initially to make the tzitzis at night, but there are poskim that say you can't make tzitzis at night, and there's a diuk in the Mishnah over here, but it's not so posh that it's a good diuk. It could be only if you started it that you could finish the rabbanah, but not to make the daraisa. But most poskim come out that you can do all the tzitzis at night. We'll stop here. We'll continue Mishnah tomorrow. Thank you.